You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Our Father, I thank you for the Bible, and this text has been working on my heart this week. I pray that it'll be a help to your people as we look into the scripture tonight. Bless the Bible reading and the Bible preaching. God, thank you for your people. Lord, I'm so grateful that our folks are so faithful and they're here in a day in which Sunday night is about extinct nationwide. Our fundamental churches are closing down Sunday night service. I thank you that we have it going, and bless this time is my prayer in Jesus' name, amen. We're in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, where it says, gird up the loins of your mind. We're going to read responsive reading. Let's stand together, please. Chapter 1, verse 13 through, it's a lengthy passage, through 25. I'll read the odd verses, you read the even verses. Ready? Let me read. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient
children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts of your ignorance.
But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, I'm going to skip to verse 18. I should read 17, but for as much as ye know, ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but
with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
I'm going to skip to verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying truth, through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again,
not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. You may be seated. Thank you for always reading the scripture powerfully. I'm calling on every one of us to make some decisions tonight. Every single person in this auditorium. You may call it a vow. I'm nervous about calling it a vow. I've only made four or five vows in my life. One was on December 23rd, 1972. I vowed to be a husband to my wife. I don't take vows lightly. Ecclesiastes 5 says, when you make a vow, it's better that you don't make it than if you make it and break it. And so vows are very important. Perhaps tonight you're going to make a vow to God. Perhaps tonight you're going to make a decision for God. Perhaps tonight you're going to make a commitment. The vow, the decision, the commitment all has to do with 2026. What are you going to do in 2026? Brother Fanera, by the grace of God, I'm going to read the Bible more. I'm going to study it more. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to go more soul winning. I'm going to do more tithing. I'm going to be more in church. I love church. You don't have to talk to me about, well, please, Pastor, please, please come to Sunday school. I want to be in Sunday school. Yeah, I want to be in Sunday. I want to be Sunday night. I want to be Sunday night, Wednesday night. I want to be in church. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. I want you to make a vow tonight, and our vow is found in the Bible. The Bible says in verse 13, wherefore, you got to find out what you're there for, so that refers back to verses 1 through 12. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. That's number one. In 2026, let's gird up. You know, in Eastern custom, they wore these long flowing robes, the men and the women. And when they would walk, they would trip over those long flowing robes. And so they would gird them up as Peter did fishing. You raise them up and you walk girding up. God says, I want you to protect your mind. I want you to gird up the loins of your mind. The loins are the strongest part of your body, and the mind is your strongest part. That mind is that emotional center, your feelings, how you feel. Sometimes I don't feel like doing some spiritual things, and so don't you. Does that make sense? So don't you. Is that grammatically correct? So don't you. None of you know, so why would I ask you? But I took English 99, so I should know. So don't you? Does that make sense? Any English professors here? Nobody wants to admit it. So don't you? Amen. The Bible says, gird up the loins of your mind and then be sober with your mind. My mind, thou wilt keep in perfect peace. My mind needs to be protected. I pray every day, God, protect my mind today. The things I think, my feelings, my emotions, everything about me. Don't let me be negative. Don't let me be discouraged. Don't let me be down. Don't let me think evil thoughts. Don't let me fear. Don't let me be nervous. God, I need to gird up the loins of my mind.
Amen.
And then be sober about it. Sober is to be very serious. Look what the scripture says. He wants you to be very serious. To be very serious, free from distractions. I don't want to get distracted this year. This one thing I do. You know, it's wonderful getting older in life because I press toward the mark. I have such a vision for my life. I have more vision for my life, what I want to see accomplished this year, than I've ever had in my life. More than in my 20s and 30s, and I've always tried to have a vision for the church and a vision for my life and a vision for the Bible, but I have more vision, not so much the less. We had many alumni here this morning, and one by one, Anwar came up and he said to me, he said, good night. I sure hope you're not thinking about retiring. You still got it, Pastor. You had fire and you had zeal. And I loved you talking to him today. Now, I didn't talk to the rest of them, but I talked to him. God's word says, I want you to pick it up. I want you to pick up your mind. I want you to protect your mind. I want you to be sober with your mind and hope to the end. Hope to the end. Hope to the end. Secondly, have hope. Look at verse 21. For by him do we believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope. What is hope? It's the anticipation of good that's going to come. Brother Hawks and I've got good hope in the college, and so do you. I've got a hope that God's going to do some great things. These chapel ministries, I can hardly wait to hear the report tomorrow. And this couple came today. Now, Judy called me and said, my dad's 87. He's pastored here for 57 years. He's going to retire, but he wants to give the church over. We've even talked to the city. Would you like our buildings and use it as a whatever you want to use it as? I'm glad they said no. I tell you, it's beautiful property. First Baptist Church in Tracy, 350 seat auditorium, more parking than what we have here, beautiful Sunday school rooms, but about 15 people left. And our people are going over. The last week they had 30. That's a start. And these chapel ministries are going to catch hold. And we were in East Palo Alto today. Brother Fuller, you were there preaching. I can't wait to get the report and preaching today in East Palo Alto. And that ministry is going and going. And it's going to. And then we're praying for a couple more chapels next year. Now, I have hope in our college. I have hope, Brother Fanera, in this Christian school. Great hope. God's hands on your life, kids. I have great hope in you young couples. We're being, America's being strengthened. Brother Nick and Madison are going to establish a home. Brother Moyer and Sister Zamora getting married. We're going to be strengthened this Friday. This Friday, January 2nd, we're going to be strengthened in America. That's the answer in America. Strong homes. I have great hope. You know, the Bible says in these last days, Jack, in 2026, gird up your mind, protect your mind, gird up your heart, get hope in your heart. I have, my hope is built on nothing less. Oh, such great hope. You know, I look at our church, the Fonsecas, I look for you every service. And you're up there every service. I look for the Millers. I don't expect you folks to come. They don't feel well half the time, 90% of the time, but they're there. Brother Doug and Wilda, I look at you and I look at our people. Brother Jeremy, you and your precious wife, I see you. You're so faithful. This, and Brother Chiago and your wife, just God's people have been so good. And I want you to know that I'm going to gird up the loins of my mind. I'm going to live in hope this year. And the third thing, I'm going to live to be holy. Amen. Let's read verse 14, 15, and 16 together. Ready? Begin. As obedient children,
not fashioning yourselves according to former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.
God says, I want you to be holy. Just think of this, I say it every year. None of us in this room have sinned in 2026. Nobody's committed any sin for 2026. But on Wednesday night at midnight, when it strikes midnight, we're going to have the opportunity to choose to do wrong or choose to do right. I prayed today. I said, Lord, I hope I can't sleep at midnight because I'm going to do so much with this Bible. And I hope to get up and I hope I can't sleep because I'm praying now. Who knows? I'll probably have the best night of sleep ever. But I'm praying at midnight I can start reading for hours this precious old book that I hold in my hand. This book that people gave their lives for.
Yes, amen.
This book that many nations of the world do not have a copy of the scripture. I think about when I traveled in 1977. I went to Korea to preach. I was preaching a camp out in the rice paddies. It was just nothing but farms. And we rented a Presbyterian building, but it had no pews, just hardwood floors. And about 200 young people sat there and listened. The Presbyterian preacher's son, who was in his late 20s, he came. You know, by Friday night, he got saved. It was a miracle. But I remember coming back into the city after that camp. It was either before or after. I think it was after. And I came back to the missionary's home. And I went into his office. He said, Brother Jack, I want you to see something. And he showed me a Bible. It had been burned, scorched, pages torn out. I said, what is this? He said, that's Miss Yoon's Bible. Her dad, I think she was 17 or 18, heard she got saved and he beat her. He said, we're not having this Christianity stuff in our home. He caught her reading the Bible, beat her again. He said, if I ever see you reading that book again, I'm going to throw it in the fireplace. She would sneak and hide and read the Word of God. And one day, Miss Yoon was reading her Bible, and her dad came and watched it. He threw it in the fireplace, that Bible. He beat her, and then he left. And she went back and reached inside and got that Bible out. He said, that's the Bible. That's the Bible that was Miss Yoon's. I love the old Bible, the precious old Bible,
Amen.
The light on my pathway to guide. It keeps me so happy.
Amen.
Brother Tim, I have such joy in my heart tonight. Everything I touch is happiness to me. Everything brings joy to my heart. Choir, we were so down in attendance tonight. I mean, we never have enough chairs for the choir. And you sang that song, I'm Redeemed. Boy, I about had a fit on that one. You sang it out. We didn't need those other people. Tell them not to come back. Well, no, we want them. But you sang it out, and the special music all spoke to my heart tonight. And the offering, it just, I'm loving life. Are you loving life?
Amen.
God says, Jack, I want you to, in 2026, gird up your mind, protect your mind. And I want you to live in hope. And I want you to be holy. And I want you to remember your salvation. Verse 18. For as much as you know, you're not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers. Verse 19, let's read it together, right, really loud. Ready, begin. But with the precious blood of Christ. I'm going to remember this year my salvation every day. The Bible says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship. That means the partnership of His suffering. God wants me to join in partnership with who He is and what He did.
Amen.
I know you're tired of it. I know you can tell the story better than I can tell it. So I won't be long, but I remember 1956 as if it was yesterday. I remember that night, probably 80 people in church, maybe 70. No electricity, lanterns glowing. I have no idea what Pastor Smith preached. And I sat with my dad back here out in the aisle on those green folding chairs. I remember the song of invitation. We sang it. I believe it was the second, but I really think it was the third stanza. I couldn't take it. I knew I'd lied to my mom. I knew I was a wicked sinner. I knew it. Brother Sly, I knew how bad I was. I'd think evil thoughts, evil words. I'd get mad, not express it. That night, God got on my, He knocked at my heart's door that night. In the fall of 1956. This fall, I don't know the date, no one wrote it down, but it's going to be 70 years ago that God passed my way. Brother Calderon, God changed my life that night. I wish I could have said I was a perfect teenager. I wasn't. I wasn't really a good witness. I didn't know how to witness. I didn't know how to tell my classmates the love of God. And I was kind of ashamed a little bit about it. Oh, they went to the Methodist Sunday school, the Presbyterian Sunday school, and the Baptist Sunday. Most of my neighbors went. But I wasn't a good witness for Christ, and I knew I wasn't. But I go to church, and I love church.
Amen.
I try never, please hear me, I try never to allow a day to go by without thinking of that night. Oh, happy day.
Amen.
And that fixed my choice on Thee, my Savior and my God.
Amen.
What a night that was. No one remembers the night I asked Pastor Smith, you remember my salvation? No, Jack, I don't. I asked Mrs. Smith. I asked my mom. She didn't remember. I asked my dad. He didn't remember. Nobody remembered. Nobody wrote it down. And I can recall Brother Chuck walking out. We just had a single door into that building, and on opening the door and looking up at my dad, I said, Dad, Mrs. Morningstar just led me to Christ. Oh, I'm so glad I'm saved. Never let a day go by. You mothers, you're so busy. Never let a day go by that you don't think of that glorious night that you got saved. I've been enjoying the bulletin all this year. Miss Rosa does it. And I've been looking at all the so-and-so got saved this week. So-and-so got baptized this week. So-and-so dedicated their life to serve God. It's been such a wonderful occasion to see all these things that God has done in the last 50 years. You see what God's word says, I need to gird up the loins of my mind. I got to protect my mind this year. God says I got to live in hope this year. God says I have to live holy this year. God says I want you to remember your salvation. God says live for the rapture. Verse 20, verily the foreordained before the foundation of the world, but is manifested in these last times. And I know he's talking about the last days and Peter's days, but he's coming again, child of God.
Amen.
I try to get up in the morning and say, Lord, is it today? Is it today you're going to come? And not every time, but Brother Flood, I'll sing, maybe today my Lord will come for me. Maybe today, this is going to be wonderful. From sin I shall be free. Maybe today my Savior I will be. See, Jesus will come. I will go home. It may be today. I'll soon close. We're to have biblical love, number 6. Look what he says in verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls, obeying the truth through the Spirit, with unfeigned, not phony love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Brother Martinez started the retirement. We call them prime timers. There's, I think, 58 prime timers. That's been such a wonderful thrill. I love that luncheon we have. I think you're taking him in January to, he's going to all the different ocean sites, cities on the ocean, about every other month. I think he's going to Monterey, I'm not sure, Carmel. These people, we couldn't make it without their labor. They retired, but they all work around here. And they've all bought into, I'm going to do something for God. You know what I love? We started the retirement club. We started the widow's fellowship.
Amen.
I love being with those widows. They bring such joy to my heart. I mean, they're good ladies, just godly ladies. We have a strong church because we have senior saints that are involved in the ministry every day, every day.
Amen.
We have widows that are involved in the ministry. And I love them so much. I wish I would have started that widow's club years ago. I wish we would have started this retirement years ago. I love God's people. Amen. You know, I know sometimes somebody might say, well, you know these Christians, how they are. And they won't do it around here, but criticize them. Don't criticize one person to me. I have the best people in the world. Only hope and pray that if the Lord tarries and if he takes me home, I hope the next pastor will love you like I love you. I hurt when you hurt. I'm burdened when you're burdened. I'm sorrowful when you're sorrowful. I'm happy when you're happy. I want to love God's people. The year at pastor school in Hammond, 1977, that changed my life. You've heard it many times. That theme that year was love. And they quoted every special group that sang, quoted this song, and the preachers quoted it. Love is the theme. Love is supreme. Sweeter it grows, more glory bestows. Bright as the sun, ever it glows. Love is the theme, eternal theme. Now I remember Jack Hyles saying, fellas, don't try to get money out of your people. Don't try to get new tires put in your car from your people. Don't ask them for anything. Would you please just go home and love your people? Just, Brother Manuel, I was sort of embarrassed the first time I said that. On a Sunday night, I made a pledge that year. I said, I'm going to go home and tell my people I loved them. And I felt kind of weird about it, you know? But time has come and gone. That was 1977, 49, whatever, how many years ago that is. But I don't ever let you go without telling you Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, I love you.
Amen!
I love our people. I love God's people. Let me close the last one. The Bible says in verse number 23, live in the Word. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. Verse 25, by the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this was the word which by the apostles was preached unto you. There's seven ingredients how I'm going to live this year. I'm going to live picking up my mind. I'm going to control my mind.
Amen.
I'm going to control my hope. I'm going to control holiness. I'm going to control in my life, my salvation, and think of it every day. I'm going to control thinking that maybe today might be the rapture. I'm going to live in biblical love and live in the Word of God.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.